The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed: the purification of cups, jugs, and kettles, and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He went on to say, "How well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever curses father or mother shall die. Yet you say, 'If someone says to father or mother, any support you might have had from me is korban,' meaning dedicated to God, you allow him to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition that you have handed on, and you do many such things." The Gospel of the Lord. Okay, so what did God create on the fifth day? Okay, the first hand went back up there, okay.
Animals.
Okay, animals, what kind of animals?
Birds and sea monsters.
Very good, bird and sea monsters, all the animals that live in the sea, on the sea, right? Do you have a favorite sea animal?
Octopus.
Octopus, okay.
Beluga.
Beluga, wow, you guys have a very sophisticated taste.
A great white shark.
A great white shark, very good. Now, what did God create on the sixth day?
Sea.
The sea, no, that was the fifth day.
Birds.
Birds, that was the fifth day.
Us.
Us, very good. He created us. And what else he created before he created us?
Birth.
Birds, no, that's the fifth day. What other kind of animals are there?
Fish.
Fish, fifth day.
Animals on the ground.
Very good. Animals that live on the ground. Like, who can give me an example of animals live on the ground?
Cheetahs.
Cheetahs.
Hyenas.
Hyenas, wow, that's scary. What other animals?
Ocelot.
Tigers. Tigers, very good. So on the fifth day, God created the animals in the sea and the birds. And on the sixth day, he created the animals on the earth, on the ground, and he created us, you know, in his own image. Now, what did God do on the seventh day?
He rested after all the work.
Very good. God rested on the seventh day. Now, who can tell me which day of the week is the seventh day?
Sunday.
Very good. It's Sunday. Sunday is the day, the seventh day. That's the day we're called to rest. And the reason it is Sunday, because that's the day in which Jesus rose from the dead. So every Sunday, we rest to celebrate Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Now, how do you rest on Sunday? What do you do things different on Sunday than any other day?
It's the weekend.
It's the weekend, okay. What did you do on the weekend that's different?
Play.
You play, okay, so you rest by playing?
Watch TV.
Watch TV.
Relax.
Very good, relax. That's more restful.
Come to church.
Come to church, excellent. One of the things we're supposed to do on the seventh day is come to church. We're supposed to do things to help us to kind of rest, get stronger, like maybe sleep late, have a bigger breakfast. We can sometimes, you know, watch TV, do something entertaining, but also we should come to church on the seventh day. Now, why do we come to church on the seventh day?
So we can celebrate Jesus.
Very good. So we can celebrate Jesus. Anything else?
To be close to God.
To be close to God.
I don't.
Okay, you pass.
It's because that's the day God rested and he rose.
Very good. God rest because that's the day God rested and he rose. But how do we celebrate Jesus on Sunday? How do we celebrate God on Sunday? By doing what?
By celebrating that he sacrifices his herself to be with us.
Very good. Because he sacrificed himself to be with us. When someone gives you something, what do you do? How do you respond? If someone gave you a gift,
say thank you.
Excellent. You say thank you. And that's why we come on Sunday, to say thank you to God for creating the whole world, all the stars and the sun, the moon, the earth, the animals, food, the plants, the trees, everything that we have, God created and gave to us and put us in charge to take care of it. So we come to say thank you to God for his creation and for creating us. We also come to thank God for Jesus, who sacrificed himself for us so that one day we can be with God in heaven. So that's why it's important for us on Sunday to thank God in a special way. We should be thanking God every day, but we do it maybe with a short prayer or just saying thank you, Jesus, for today. We say thank you to God before the food that we eat because God gave us all this food. But on Sunday, we take more time to come to church and really focus on Jesus and what God has given us by saying thank you. And that's what the Mass is all about. It's about saying thank you to God and to Jesus for his many gifts to us. And we should get some rest too, okay?